Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Mattingly. Batting third. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dennis Rasmussen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Cowley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball towards left. Pasqua catches it and throws to second to double up Guillen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Cowley covering, for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 0 for 1 in the game. Mattingly hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Washington steals second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowley juggles the ball. That's an error on Cowley. Washington scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Yankees. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cowley, and towards Hewlett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joel McKeon now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 0 for 2 in the game. Mattingly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi, who is chasing the ball. Mattingly reaches third base with a triple. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with McKeon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mattingly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into right field. Bane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-2 in the game. Zuvella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagliarulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Yankees. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mattingly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Mattingly reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mattingly moves to third. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mattingly scores. Easler moves to third. It's 7-0, Yankees. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easler scores. Pasqua moves to second. It's 8-0, Yankees. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Randolph is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 3 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Washington reaches second base with a double. Don Mattingly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattingly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Mattingly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nelson, and towards Hewlett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from C. Omiskey Park in Chicago.